had Bill Brancher on the radio show. He said that he had heard that the president might propose either a 0.9% raise instead of the 1.4 Congress is working on, or a zero pay raise. And also he noted that because of the sea change, you know, the overnight sea change, that the administration is says that furloughs are on the table. Hmm. And that downsizing is in the form of attrition is on the table. So that means that somebody got a message somewhere.
Tom, I was listening to you guys this morning talk about this, and it's certainly the subpoena power, the power that comes with Congressman Issa's new job. I mean, that's a big one.
And Congressman Issa has been talking about some of the investigations he would like to do. We had a guest on to say that he's the one that pushed Ed Towns into looking into the countrywide banking scandal and so forth that members of Congress had. But I think the big issue is going to be the budget right up first for 2011, because some of these some of the Republicans want to roll back that to the 2008 level. So I think that's going to be the first big fight. And I think the ongoing skirmish for the next couple of years is going to be on agencies that feel that they have mandates under legislation under the Obama administration to write all sorts of new regulations for various industries. And I think at the lower level that might be below the surface, there's going to be a lot of pushback and maybe defunding of certain small programs if they go through with a particular piece of regulation that they don't like. So there might be some backwash down below the surface that's not as visible to the public.
Amy, you did the great series looking at the greening of the Capitol, and a lot of that has come from Nancy Pelosi, who's been very green. Nancy Pelosi probably not going to be in charge anymore.
Goodbye.
And it's funny, Politico did this story that with Congressman Boehner talking about, right. Okay, we're getting rid of all that stuff.
And a lot of
almost bringing smoking back into the Capitol building.
Wouldn't that be hilarious on a few levels? But the greening mandates are rules. I mean, there are laws that are attached to that. And they're not new laws. I mean, these date all the way back to the Clinton administration and were brought through the Bush administration and have been expanded through the Obama administration. I don't know if it'll still be as much of a priority, though, because a lot of what you're seeing in the federal agencies is how hard it is to make this happen. It's expensive, and so far they're not seeing a lot of payoff because it's one of those long-term, down-the-road types of investments. And right now, that's not what people are looking for. Right now, people are tightening their belts and doing a whole lot more with a whole lot less. So I would expect that you would see a big back-off of the greening of the government.
Francis, what was your big takeaway from last night?
Well, I think we don't maybe sometimes pay enough attention to the committee structure in Congress and how that pertains to the way that agencies are overseen and the budget process, as Tom mentioned. For example, the House Armed Services Committee on the Democratic side, the top four members of that committee on the Democrat side are all gone. The number six ranking member, Vic Snyder of Arkansas, retired. So the Democratic side of the House Armed Services Committee will look completely different than it has ever looked before. Ike Skelton, the chairman, been in Congress since, I think, the Mesozoic era, and he's gone. John Spratt, second longest tenured member on the Democratic side, is also gone, and he's also the chairman of the House Budget Committee for another month or month and a half. So that's what I took away, is the dramatic structure of the way that the agencies will interact with Congress from here on out, not just with the flip from Democratic to Republican, but with the tremendous amount of chaos that we're going to see on the structural side.
And I was talking to my family out in California, and they were saying, what's this like for feds? My sense was, imagine if your boss was elected in this very public way, everything that you've done, and pretty much 180 degrees. There's a lot of things that are just going to change 180 degrees in terms of direction.
Well, there are a lot of people who are going to be looking for jobs, too.
Yeah.
People on the Hill, you know, the members of Congress, we weep for them, but they're going to retire, particularly these long service people, they're going to retire on 80% of their final salary. So they will not starve, but you've got several thousand, maybe 5,000 or 6,000 people up there, not only on the staffs, but as Francis would say, the committee staffs as well, which are really larger, and they're all job hunting right now.
And I think we should just caution federal employees and managers, you know, go to work, keep doing your job, because President Obama is still the president, and there are a lot of executive orders in effect, and those don't really go away. So there's a great deal of administrative leeway that the administration has, no matter who's in Congress. So, you know, people shouldn't jump out of windows or suddenly rewrite all their policies. wait and see. It's going to be a while till this all filters down to the day-to-day level.
It's almost always exaggerated.
Not forget historical perspective, what happened during the Clinton administration when there was an enormous GOP wave during that administration. It almost seems as though when you have one single party that is in power in the House and in the Senate and the White House, there's going to be a lot more contentiousness than when they have to work together. They have to be able to compromise and work with each other and reach across the aisle. And maybe you'll see that now. I don't know if the environment is more contentious now than it was then, but there are myriad possibilities.
Well, I disagree with that. I don't think they have to work together. I think it's entirely possible that nothing can happen, and I think it's entirely possible that nothing will happen for the next 2 years, because if you drill down into the results and the exit polls and so on, what people were saying they were unhappy with, the reason they wanted to get rid of the Democrats, at least in the House, that they did, was because they didn't like what was happening and they would have preferred that something else happen.
Well,
so
of course.
The idea that the agenda that the president's been working on will somehow need to be reshaped and reformed, I think that's true, but I think we should stay entirely open to the possibility that really nothing will happen except the bare essentials for 2 years.
Which was the point I was about to make, which is that there may be this issue of gridlock that we could see for the next couple of years.
Yeah, because I think so much has been getting done the last couple of years.
There have, and the things right. that have been getting no, done are enormous and have frightened a lot of people, which is why this has happened.
That's true.
And if... whenever the pendulum swings too far one way, the American electorate will bring it back the other way. And that's what we saw happen last night.
One of the really interesting things always in these kinds of situations is how the big boss, the president, reacts to this kind of situation. He has to choose, okay, how do I work with these other folks?
That's right. And he's already called and congratulated John Boehner. And, you know, maybe they'll go out back of the White House together. Light up and talk things over.
Right. They both smoke.
I think he's allowed to, is he?
I don't know whether the president
50 feet away.
Is.
Who's
right.
going to stop it?
I would bet the first lady could.
Who's
I would
going
not
to stop
if
it?
If you want to put money on Michelle Obama or Barack Obama, my money's on Michelle.
But okay. Mike, I think you bring up a very good point, because we often jump to these kinds of conclusions and everyone goes, oh my goodness, Chicken Little, the sky is falling. This town is designed to move slowly.
Congress was set up that way. I once went to a lecture, somebody from the Congressional Research Service, the Library of Congress, and she explained how the system works, and I had never thought about it before, but she said it was set up, Congress was set up not to pass laws, but to prevent the passage of bad law. So you may have 10,000 things introduced, you know, annual Motherhood Day or what have you, but it is set to be slow. The process is slow on purpose.
For one group, though, a very different environment, that's federal unions. They are facing a totally different world today.
They may pull some kind of victory out of this, though, because up to now they've had nobody to fight. It's only the Republicans. And now they've got a Republican majority in the House that they can really go after and use that as a recruiting tool. You know, join us or we're going to get you.
So let me go across the board. What are you going to be watching for in the next 6 months that gives you some kind of indication as to where things will go in the next, as we head into, God forbid, the next presidential race?
I'll be really interested to see what happens, as I mentioned before, with some of the committee structures and some of the oversight mechanisms. Yeah. We forget that there is a restructuring going to go on in the Senate, too. The way it looks this afternoon, we've got at least a 53-47 split in the Senate, and it may go closer than that, depending on what happens in a couple of these states. So dramatic restructuring all over the Hill of what affects these agencies, the money they're going to get, and the way that oversight will be conducted.
Yeah, Amy.
I'm looking for issues regarding cybersecurity, the greening of the government, what's going to be happening with telework, if these issues and things like transparency and accountability, if these issues that have been pushed so strongly in the previous incarnation of the Capitol Hill, whether there'll be a pullback, and where's this money going to come from? There's supposed to be a lot of savings that are going to be coming out of this new Congress. I want to see how they're going to pull that off without somehow tapping into military and senior citizens.
And Tom, I think you said it, budget stuff.
I'm going to be watching what happens on the budget and if they roll things back. And I think also kind of opposite to the budget is the idea of how much outsourcing agencies might be allowed to go back to be doing, because there's going to be more favor, I think, on the contractor side with a Republican-oriented Congress.
And Mike, I know you're always so good about watching. Hold on. What does this mean for pay come the budget that's going to be presented very soon?
Yeah, again, as I said, Bill Bransford said he had heard the rumor that the president would propose a 0.9% raise as opposed to 1.4 or a zero raise. And the messages you're getting from the White House and from the people who've lost are they're now saying, let's work in brotherhood and peace and harmony now that they're down. And the administration, I think, is going to consider a number of these things that were on the Republican agenda for the lame duck Congress. Possible furloughs, cutbacks. The administration has been adding jobs through TARP and all of these other programs. Mm-hmm. Now they're talking about as much as a 10% cut in jobs, which could translate to $47 billion.